Senators Jeff Plaley of South Milwaukee and Bob Jauch of Superior both spoke out against a provision known as a low-carbon fuel standard. The standard is just one element of a bill Democrats call the Clean Energy Jobs Act. It would restrict the use of higher carbon oils like those found in the oil sands of Canada. Senator Plaley says that bothers him for a couple reasons. He says it would mean the state would have to buy more oil from places like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia. And he says it would cost his district jobs.
Because if you go to the oil sands, you'll see shovels. Now, these aren't regular shovels. These are $40 million shovels. Every one of those shovels is built in this state, and they're built in my district at either Bucyrus or Harnischweiger, and they're built by my neighbors.
Senator Jauch's concerns are also local. His district includes Murphy Oil, which refines and sells the crude it buys from across the border in Canada. Jauch told members of Governor Jim Doyle's administration that they need to drop this plan to focus on the rest of the renewable energy bill.
I think it's a mistake if we continue to spend much more time on it, because it is a huge anchor on this bill, and it doesn't allow us to focus on some really good other parts that can be put into law.
Jauch and Plaley sit on the committee that's considering this bill, and their votes will likely be necessary to pass it. An assembly panel is also considering the proposal. The governor has called it one of his top priorities before he leaves office and said yesterday he's still confident the plan will pass this legislative session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.